Dunkin' Cold Coffee can be brewed at home in your Keurig coffee maker with Dunkin' Cold K-Cup Pods. Just brew it hot over ice and enjoy flavor that's crafted to serve cold. The home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
It's 8 o'clock on Today. Coming up, breaking news, kidnapped.
I think it was something that was going to happen sooner or later.
17 missionaries and their family members being held hostage in Haiti, including 16 Americans, five of them children. The latest on what's being done to get them home. Chemical cleanup. New steps announced to limit forever chemicals in the air and water. Our exclusive interview with the head of the EPA on what every American should know. Today, October 18th, 2021.
Girls Trip from Shelbyville, Indiana.
Celebrating our 10-year anniversary.
From Emmitsburg, Iowa.
Richmond, Virginia loves today.
From Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Celebrating Roxanne's birthday.
Visiting from Orlando
because Jack's turning 13 today.
Here for my 50th.
From Pinellas, New Mexico.
Shout out to my friends at Hillsborough High School.
Back in Illinois.
Hi, we're the Gibbs family from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And Robinson is turning 3 today.
Happy birthday, Robinson.
Happy Monday. Thanks for calling us, baby. Glad to have you starting your week with us.
Coming up tomorrow on Today, a Minnesota mom with big babies. She's sending social media into a total frenzy.
Oh, my goodness. She is very petite. While at 7 months old, her adorable twin girls, by the way, they're nearly 21 pounds each. She'll introduce us to those precious babies and talk about the attention the entire family is now receiving.
Oh, you gotta love a big baby. That's so cute. Busy morning. Let's get to your news at 8 o'clock. There is still so little information about the fate of those 17 members of an American missionary group kidnapped in Haiti over the weekend. The group includes 5 children and 1 Canadian. Ohio-based Christian Aid Ministry said the missionaries were on a trip to visit an orphanage at the time. It's believed they were taken by one of the country's most notorious gangs, recently accused of kidnapping French priests and nuns. The State Department said last night it has been in regular contact with senior Haitian authorities, but gave no further details.
Meantime, best-selling author Mitch Albom, he operates an orphanage in Haiti. He happens to be in the country right now. He joins us now by phone. Mitch, when I heard the story about the missionaries in the orphanage, I immediately thought about you and wondered how you're doing. And you are, in fact, in Haiti. Will you tell us what is going on there at this time?
Well, it's very scary. The streets are very dangerous. The kidnapping is way high, much higher than it's ever been. There's no real government or police to stop them. Today, there's a bunch of big demonstrations that are going on, and the streets are clear. And we just basically hunker down inside and don't go out.
Mitch, it's Savannah. We were just talking about how the State Department says it's in contact with Haitian authorities, and that made me wonder who, what. I mean, essentially, the government has collapsed there. Law enforcement, I know a lot of folks don't feel they can trust. How do you see this playing out, given the conditions there?
Well, I just was with a young Haitian man who said our country is in a very sad situation now. There's not a lot of hope because you're right. The government has collapsed. The police, you can't trust. One of the most notorious gang leaders is a former police officer. And so, you never know if you're outside, if a bunch of motorcycles are going to pull up alongside you, take out guns and make you get out of the car. And when we heard, an orphanage with children and people from America helping, I mean, it's a parallel story to what we do here all the time. So the only thing you can do is stay inside and hide and pray. But for the average Haitian, it's just as bad. It's not just for Americans. This is for every citizen here.
And Mitch, just quickly, I know you house, I think, like 50-plus orphans, and you send them off to college. But you need supplies. You can only stay behind locked doors for so long. So how do you get things?
We buy about 3 months in advance, Ahoda. I mean, we buy hundreds of gallons of fuel and endless water and food because at any moment the country can close down and you can't get any of these things. And you just pray that you have enough. Our workers, our teachers who come in and out are always in danger just by trying to get to our place. And we have them sleep over with us most of the time because even they're afraid for their lives. It's not just they're not kidnapping rich people or Americans. They're taking average people off the street and trying to get $50. So you plan ahead and you, you know, you hunker down.
Mitch, Mitch, we just want to say thank you for joining us this morning. I know it's precarious there, and we're sending prayers your way.
Yeah, just incredible work you've been doing there, Mitch. Thank you.
All right.
The Environmental Protection Agency is unveiling a new plan today to clean up and limit so-called forever chemicals. They are widely used but have been associated with cancer and other health problems. NBC News Capitol Hill correspondent Leanne Caldwell joins us with an exclusive report. Leanne, good morning.
Good morning, Chanel. This human-made chemical is known as PFAS. We can't see it, but it's everywhere, including inside all of us. And it's toxic. And after years of inaction, the EPA is attempting to do something about it. This was Hope Gross's playground, the Warminster Naval Base.
You know, as a child playing in around all this, it was really exciting.
And you didn't think there was anything to be worried about?
Absolutely not.
A 2016 Defense Department study found her neighborhood outside of Philadelphia was contaminated with PFAS, a chemical the DOD widely uses in firefighting foam. It seeped into the air and groundwater. At 25, she was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. Her father died of a brain tumor. And according to her doctors, her neighbors also contracting cancer and rare diseases at an alarming rate. In 2014, the Navy changed its groundwater filtration system and is now monitoring for the presence of PFAS.
Are you angry? What do you want?
I was very angry, extremely upset, gone through the cycles for the past 5 years, and now I want clean water for this town and for the whole world because our government is failing us.
But today, EPA Administrator Michael Regan telling NBC News they're unveiling the most aggressive plan to date to limit the amount of PFAS in water and air.
They have eluded regulation, but that ends. Right now, this administration is taking action.
So what is PFAS? It's a class of hundreds of synthetic chemicals that have been used since the 1950s. Contamination from the chemicals is widespread. It's not just used to fight fires. It's also found in common household items like pizza boxes, nonstick pans, rain jackets, waterproof shoes, carpet, and stain-resistant furniture. And a brand new study found that half of all makeup and beauty products contain PFAS.
They never break down once they're released into the environment, and it means they stay in your body for a really long time.
That's why they're the forever chemicals?
That's why they're forever chemicals.
Studies have shown some PFAS are linked to adverse health impacts like high cholesterol, infertility, immune deficiency, and some cancers.
Why has it taken so long to get to this point?
You know, what I can say is we are acting with a sense of urgency. I've seen firsthand the exposure from these chemical compounds and what it does to a family's confidence. We understand that sense of urgency. This is a bold strategy, and we're moving forward.
The EPA's new roadmap would create a new drinking water standard and enact a cleanup strategy of these toxic sites. The lobby group that represents PFAS manufacturers, including 3M, Chemours, and DuPont, says that it supports some regulation of PFAS, but that not all PFAS are the same and they should not be all regulated the same way. The EPA, though, says this is just the first step. Guys, back to you.
Important story. Leanne, thank you.
And we are back in a moment.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. With blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar. Discover legendary tastes with America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.
When you're hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match. With Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging to connect with candidates faster. Plus, 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/today. Just go to Indeed.com/today right now. right now and support this show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/today. Conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
And we're back. Carson joins us.
All right, and it's Popstart. And up first, Halloween Kills, the latest film in the franchise about the terrifying masked Michael Myers, scored huge at the box office over the weekend, proving people are in the spooky holiday spirit except Otakafi. The new Halloween movie, top ticket sales, raking in over $50 million.
Wowzers.
People want to see this. The gory flick coming in far ahead of Ben Affleck and Matt Damon's weekend debut of their latest film, The Last Duel. Halloween Kills standing out for also being simultaneously released on streaming. Oh. It's currently available to watch on Peacock from our parent company, NBC Universal.
You like scary movies?
No, I'm just wondering, did Michael Myers die?
We're not going to answer that here.
Jamie Lee Curtis would not give.
We asked.
Halloween Kills, but you have to watch the movie to find out who it kills.
We don't ask people in the Jenna Book Club what happens at the end of the book.
Yeah, you do.
Well, I try every time.
Yes, I know you do.
Next up, The Batman. Many have worn the iconic suit, and now we're getting a first look at Hollywood's latest take on the comic book icon, Robert Pattinson, making his debut in the first trailer from this weekend's DC Fandom event. And the preview teases a dark and gritty take on the beloved superhero. Hoda? I'm too dark for you?
Everything's too dark for me.
Yeah. So it's a rom-com. That's what she wants.
Well, you have to have an asshole.
Okay.
Puppies, rainbows, sunshine. Help me.
Right. All right. The film also stars Zoe Kravitz as Catwoman and Paul Dano as the Riddler. The Batman scheduled at theaters. I'm excited. March 4th, 2022. Excuse me. Next up, Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker, the reality star and Blink-182 drummer, are engaged. Kourtney confirming the news on Instagram with this post captioned simply, "Forever." Images from the proposal show the couple standing in a heart made of roses and candles on the beach. Kardashian and Barker began dating in January of this year. Little sister Kim revealing a peek at the big ring, sharing this short video of the couple celebrating on social media. Big congratulations going out to Trav and Kourtney. And finally, we've got a couple of big announcements involving Hoda. First, she's among the honorees at this year's Matrix Awards. She's been selected because of her courage to break boundaries and a steadfast commitment in championing the next generation of storytellers. She joins the ranks of past honorees, including Toni Morrison, Meryl Streep, Carson Daly, and 2017, our own Savannah Guthrie. The Matrix Awards virtual ceremony will go live at noon Eastern today. Be sure and watch it. See Hoda's remarks. You can read them at today.com.
It's today!
I remember your speech, Savannah. You gave a great speech. I remember that.
Okay, today is your day.
Your speech now.
Noon Eastern, we want to see your Matrix
Awards. I thought we were all going to be there in person.
I know. It's all virtual.
No chicken.
If that's not enough, today also marks the release of an all-new episode of Making Space with Hoda Kotb. On this episode, you sit down with
Ian LaVanzant. You'll love
Ian LaVanzant.
Yeah.
She's a life coach, right?
Yeah. Here's a little clip of that.
So what did you do for work? Have you, in your life, have you been someone who has held on to things when you thought, boy, I probably should have let that thing go?
Yeah, absolutely. And letting go and surrender have been trust, surrender, and letting go. Those have been my two biggest lessons. But I hold on long after it's necessary or productive.
Yeah. And why do you think? Just because you're used to it? Because you're accustomed to it?
Well, I think the thing that I've held on to the longest is men. Long after I should have let go, I was... You know, because one of the greatest human fears is losing love.
Yeah.
And so, particularly when we're in a relationship, and if we think that person is giving us the love we want, we'll hold on, not realizing that what that person is doing is stirring up the love that we are.
Oh, say that again?
Well,
how much money are you saving in therapy annually?
Exactly.
By the way, the podcast, you just get so much, they just kick the knowledge.
No kidding. So one thing Iyanla said was she was in a relationship and had been for a long, long time, and she said every time she went to the grocery store, she got a chocolate chip cookie for her and an oatmeal raisin for him. Always got two sets, one for her, one for him. And one day he went to the store and he came back. This was after being married for years and years, and he only came back with the cookie for him. And she said, well, where's my chocolate chip? He said, I didn't get it. She said, that became emblematic of what was wrong with the relationship.
Oh my gosh, she calls it
the cookie.
Yeah.
But it was so true. And sometimes you realize,
Did they stay together?
No. She broke up after the cookie. I mean, she tried other things.
But, yeah.
But then she's never given me a cookie.
She's never brought me a cookie. She's got got a bag of cookies for her.
Okay, so now you want a Matrix Award and a cookie?
Yeah, seriously.
Making Space. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts is fantastic. Or scan the QR code on your screen right there, and it'll take you right to where you need to be. All right. And if you want more pop start really quick, let me remind you and plug selfishly our new show here. I am hosting a 30-minute pop start show called Pop Start Plus.
What?
Over. Yes. That'll get me my Matrix, honorable mention. On our streaming channel today all day, we've got the latest entertainment, celebrity news, amazing stories from the Today Show Vault. Weekdays at 12:30. Want a little more pop start? Get your Pop Start Plus, or you can head to today.com.
You know what? I would tune into that. Right after the Matrix speech at noon, I'm going to watch Pop Start Plus.
Thank you. That's right. What a 1-2 punch.
Love it. Hodes, you hungry?
Yes.
We have a really something delicious. Reed Drummond is here. She's making cake. You like cake?
I'm thinking.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. It is 8:30. It is a Monday morning. It is a cool, crisp one, but it feels good. October 18th, 2021. But you guys, this is...
How fun are they?
Come on.
I love it. Yes.
You know what? When we get to stand outside and hang out in our little corner right here, Rockefeller Plaza, we're thrilled. Y'all, we have not had this rowdy of a crowd on a Monday in
a long
time.
This is a good Monday crowd. It's almost like they don't know it's Monday. It feels like Friday.
Right.
Doesn't it? Yeah. I love having you here.
It's not Monday.
It's Monday.
It's not.
It's Monday.
Coming up, guys, we got a great half hour for you, including a very touching story from Morgan Radford for our Once in a Lifetime series. She's going to introduce us to a star for the Pittsburgh Steelers who shares a very personal connection to the Special Olympics.
Oh, and then our friend, the one and only Pioneer woman, Reed Drummond, is here. She's got some super easy recipes for things that nobody can resist. Tater tots.
What?
And chocolate cake. Let's go. Let's go.
My head's about to explode. And coming up in our third hour, the Ted Lasso, Mr. Jason.
You got Jason?
We've got Jason Sudeikis. Yes, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. Third hour. Bam. We're going to find out how it feels to be hosting SNL this week and why the real Ted Lasso is getting involved with a soccer team for Real.
The whole crowd said, Ted Lasso?
I know.
Right? Wait. Al, are you going to do a run around the horn with your people? Oh, Al, you got to show them all. Come on, Al.
Well, let's do it.
Yeah.
We're going to do this first, okay? So we start with all these nice folks here. Here we go. Come on, Johnny. Let's bring them out. There's Savannah shaking hands. There are all the people. All righty. Oh, I think we're done. Let's show you what's going on as far as your week ahead is concerned. And for Monday, we're looking here at autumn feel in the east. Plenty of sunshine down through the Gulf. Rain and snow in the Rockies. Midweek period, it's warming back up in the east. Cold front bringing showers through the upper Mississippi River Valley. Wet weather from Central California to the Pacific Northwest. And then on to Friday. Rain returns to the northeast. Sunny and dry from the plains all the way down into Texas. Staying soggy out west. Savannah's still taking pictures. Look at that. No, no.
What's happening?
No, no, it's okay. It's
okay. Everybody. What's happening? I'm just saying hi to all my friends here.
It's over.
What's
Let's
happening?
Go inside. It's over.
Where'd everyone go?
On the Money is sponsored by Marcus by Goldman Sachs. You can money with Marcus by Goldman Sachs, saving, borrowing, and investing.
Now we're heading on to our ongoing series On the Money today, all about improving your wealth and your wealth health. Joining us with three things you can do right this second for better financial fitness, NBC senior business correspondent and our pal, Stephanie Ruhle. Okay, Steph, first step. You always give this as our number one thing we should do when we're getting our finances together, but I think some of us are afraid.
But that's one of the issues. I know we all care about our money. We want to maximize it, but we're afraid, so we avoid it.
Yeah.
Stop avoiding it. This is important.
Okay.
First thing you need to do, know where your money is going.
Yes.
Write it down. Spend the next month logging, just like you would a food journal, every single place you spend. Because lots of us have this budget, but the budget we write down isn't really the budget we keep. We never think about all those impulse buys.
Right.
Write down everything you're spending for a month. And then at the end of the month, take a look at that list. Also look at your bank statements, your credit card statements. Look at all of that. And then you're going to start to see the easiest places to cut the fat.
I love that. By the way, you're right. Sometimes little purchases we don't even write down, but keep track of all things. Okay. Debt is tricky. And we have an important question from Shane in Cranston, Rhode Island. Shane.
If I were to come into some money, would it be more beneficial to pay off my mortgage outright Or would it be better to take that money and put it into investments and continue to pay my mortgage casually, you know, for the next 30 years?
Sounds like he's getting some dough. That's pretty good. So what do you do with
it? It's also great that he's addressing it. Yeah. Because lots of us think about our debts, put them in a shoebox, ignore it, and buy a Powerball ticket. Yeah. That is not how you address your debts. Right. You have to know what you owe. Make a list and make a list of which debts have the highest interest rate. I hate when people have to pay so much in interest. And then there's two approaches.
Okay.
One is called the avalanche. The avalanche approach, take your bill with the highest interest rate. Okay. I don't care how big that bill is. Start whacking it. Just get rid of that. Nobody wants to pay interest. And then from there, you go down. The other approach is called the snowball. That's for somebody who is totally overwhelmed, can't even get started. In the snowball, I want you to just start paying your smallest bills. Because when you do that, you get to check them off. I love checking things off.
So snowball.
Check it. Those are the two best approaches.
Okay.
And once you start to do that, then you're going to be moving into a place where, hey, you can start saving money. You can say, wait a minute. Interest rates are really low. Maybe I'm going to refinance my mortgage.
Yeah.
But none of this will happen unless you write it down and prioritize it.
All right. We've got a big one on Twitter. Here is a question. Dwayne asks this. How many months of expenses should be saved up in a savings account?
Okay. This is so important because we often think like savings, that's what's left over.
Yeah.
Nothing's left over. Think of it like food. When I order an eggplant parm and I say, oh, I'm going to take half of it home, I eat everything on the plate unless the kitchen cuts it in half and makes me a doggy bag. I want you to do that with your money.
Okay.
So as it relates to savings, in general, we say try to have 3 to 6 months of your living expenses set aside. And you're going, well, that's a lot of money.
How
am I going to do it? Well, think about what is that number and then divide it by the number of paychecks it would take to get there. So if you needed to save $3,000, that's $250 every month for a year. And now you need to automate it. Have that cut right out of your paycheck.
Yeah.
Right? Like you do your retirement account. Many, many banks will let you have multiple savings accounts for free. Do that so you never see it. Have that money carved right out of your paycheck and go separately into that account so you never have it to spend.
What if someone's just really going paycheck to paycheck? Should you still try to take out something?
If you can. If you're living paycheck to paycheck, really try to look at your most necessary expenses, what you need this month, and if there's anything that you can set aside, try to.
Yeah.
Because having that cushion is what's going to save you when you're in a risky situation.
All right. Steph, thank you. I like your button, your love button. Makes
always
me feel
important.
Good. I know. All right. And you can get more financial advice. Be sure to check out today.com/money. Coming up next, a powerful once-in-a-lifetime story on the NFL star honoring his late brother by serving in a rewarding and very personal role. Global ambassador for the Special Olympics. But first, this is Today on NBC.
We are back with Once in a Lifetime, our series with NBC Sports, marking the countdown to next February's Super Bowl and Winter Olympics.
NBC's Morgan Radford joins us now with the inspiring story of an NFL star and the cause that is near and dear to his heart. Hi, Morgan.
Yeah, hey there, guys. Good morning. So this is a good story to start your Monday off right. I sat down with Pittsburgh Steelers cornerback Joe Hayden, and he's had an amazing journey with his brother, a Special Olympian, and the bond they share from a dramatic childhood event. And now Joe spreads the message of hope to Special Olympians all around the world. How does it feel every time you step on this turf?
So much tradition. So much tradition.
Joe Hayden knows his responsibility to the town of Pittsburgh as a star cornerback for the Steelers. But he wants to use his success to lift up another group. The two-time Pro Bowler is the first NFL player to serve as a global ambassador for the Special Olympics.
We could learn so much from them. It doesn't cost to be nice to people, basically. Everybody, they give me a perspective on life of just being nice to the next person. And if that's what everybody does, then it's going to be a whole lot nicer world.
Hayden learned that perspective at home. His little brother, Jacob, who was born with a cognitive disorder that affects his ability to speak, is also a Special Olympian.
What has he taught you?
Just, I couldn't imagine not being able to talk to people, you know, and just getting frustrated when people don't understand what I'm saying. And he's always just so happy, always so chipper, always wants just the best for everybody else.
Inspired by his brother, Joe set off to fight for those like Jacob around the world, including a trip to Abu Dhabi in 2019 for the Special Olympics World Games. He and his teammates have also hosted some of Pennsylvania's Special Olympians at Heinz Field.
Number 23, Joe Hayden.
And just a few weeks ago, he delivered the surprise of a lifetime when he told eight athletes and their families that they were selected to represent Team Pennsylvania at the 2022 USA game.
I'm very excited to let you know that Team PA picked you to be on the bowling team. Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm excited.
No doubt, bro.
How did that feel to be able to make that call?
It makes me just very, very happy inside. They make you realize what sport is about, you know, just the passion to be able to play, being able to have fun with your friends. And I get so much out of it, man. I had so much fun doing that.
Joe's passion to help coming from a brotherly bond with Jacob that started early.
And you've always been pretty protective of him, mm-hmm. I understand. And when you were younger, you actually saved his life. Mm-hmm.
When Joe was 9 years old, 4-year-old Jacob was drowning in a relative's pool when his big brother dove in to save him.
I jumped in, pushed him up, tried to swim, grabbed him, and swam to the 3 feet where I called my aunt. Helicopter came, he was airlifted out.
When was the moment where you said, my brother's gonna make it?
I just didn't want to believe that my brother wasn't gonna be there, you know, so I just kept faith.
Did that change your relationship?
Oh, big time, big time. You know, we always were very, very protective of my brothers. My dad, I'm the oldest, like, he always just look after your brothers, took after your brothers. It just gave me perspective, you know, like I said, always, life is too short, and just be there for your family.
A family that has taught him his greatest lessons off the field.
Growing up and throughout your years in the NFL, what has your relationship with your brother Jacob meant to you? What does it mean to you?
It means everything, you know. Him watching me and all my brothers go through Little League football, high school football, college football, coming into all my games in the NFL, and just being so supportive. He's just never upset that he's not playing. He's just always happy to see us play. That's something that it hits me every time I see him. He's at the games and just the happiest person to see me out there playing.
Well, as you can see, their bond is just truly incredible. And one of the best parts is actually watching that joy spread when Joe called to tell the athletes that they had qualified. So those Olympic Games are coming up in 2022 in Orlando, and it'll be exciting time.
I sure hope his brother was at the game yesterday. The Steelers did real well.
Right, overtime. Yeah.
So great to hear those stories as people who watch football, watch the game yesterday, a big fan of Joe Hayden's, and yet storytelling is so important. I never would have known that about him and Jacob, and I root for him now in a whole other way.
Yeah, right? And he carries that in his spirit.
That story.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Of course.
Right.
Of course.
And, you know, you can watch Joe compete in bowling for Pennsylvania, the 2022 Special Olympics game in Orlando.
In June. That's right.
Well, thank you, Morgan.
All right, up next, the reason it smells so good. I feel like we've had the Pioneer Woman, Reed Drummond, teasing all of the cakes. And finally, we're going to get a chance to talk to her and share some of those recipes. We're looking forward to that. But first, this is Today on NBC. It's going to happen.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. Mixed with blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar. For the perfect balance of sweet, salty, and sour every time. Discover legendary taste with Cayman Jack, America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
And we're back with Today Food. Thrilled to say good morning to our next guest. Finally, after all of those teases, the Pioneer Woman herself, Reed Drummond, has made it all the way from her ranch in Oklahoma. Are you near Blake's ranch in Oklahoma?
Not so much.
Not so much,
but, you know, we're in the same state. Yeah. So, you know, we know each other.
When I was there marrying him and Gwen, I would have stopped by your ranch.
Seriously.
And
said, next time.
Or your 25th wedding anniversary. I could have renewed your vows.
Well, Reed's also out with a brand new cookbook. It's called Super Easy. It features more than 100 shortcut recipes, which we like the sound of that. Actually, lots been going on in the ranch in Oklahoma. You look absolutely stunning. You've got a daughter who just got married, right?
Yes.
Hard to believe.
Yeah, and you're about to celebrate your 25th anniversary, and Carson's going to do your renew your vows for you.
That's hard to believe too. I know I'm only 29. I don't know how I can have been married.
You look 29. What happened to you? During COVID, all I did was eat and drink and not work out.
Well, listen, same. I was wearing pandemic pants this time last year. I don't know if you remember, but I just, you know, the wedding was a great inspiration and motivation. But then once I started kind of exercising more and getting healthier, it felt so good that I just kept going. So I'm kind of glad I'm over that hump. And now it's about just maintaining and enjoying.
Well, I don't know if these delicious recipes are going to be on any maintenance, but they are really smell good.
Speaking of my wellness journey, let's eat some tots with cheese all over them. So,
it starts with chicken.
Yep.
Yes, so I'm going to make tachos. Now, do you know what tachos are, Carson?
No idea.
You need to know. So, tachos are just like nachos, but they're made with tots.
Oh, yum.
So, I baked some tots with a little cumin and chili powder.
We have the gang eating already.
Oh, cook some chicken, add some celery. So, these are buffalo chicken tachos.
Yum.
Celery, garlic, and green onions.
Did you make up tachos, or is that a thing? I never heard of tachos.
It's kind of a thing, but it hasn't swept the nation yet.
Yeah, it's going
now it will.
I'm kind of hoping.
It'll be trending by the end of the segment.
Anything you can put on nachos, you can put on tots and call them tachos.
So love it.
Then, of course, buffalo sauce, and then you just let this simmer. Mm, I started with raw chicken, but you can do rotisserie chicken to make it easier.
Yeah.
So simmer that until it's luscious.
Have you changed
saucy.
What you cook now because of your sort of wellness journey? Has it put you on a different path? Or
no, and you know the thing is I have teenage boys, college students, lad,
right? Ranchers,
cowboy, and so I have to make food that everybody loves.
Right.
And I'm not good when I deny myself, whole
butter
categories
and
of food.
And
so I'm just kind of learning to eat. I like to say I eat a Rhode Island-sized piece of cake instead of a Texas-sized piece of cake.
That's the best way. You get the flavors and the taste.
How does that taste?
It's delicious.
Really good.
So
everything's good.
So you pull the tots out of the oven. Mm-hmm. They're seasoned, so they're a little bit elevated. Mm-hmm. I kind of push them into a pile. Yeah. Pepper jack cheese all over. I mean, this is what life's all about right here.
Oh, right here, yeah.
And then you spoon the saucy chicken all over. Mm-hmm. And so you can do ground beef and
got some hit,
you know, black beans and do sort of a
Is the chicken
mix.
Gonna, because it's hot, melt that cheese, or are you putting this back in the oven?
No, it's going back in the oven.
Okay,
yeah.
Because
you want to melt the cheese like nachos. So all the cheese you want, melt
mine.
It.
Oh, here we go.
That's all the cheese. Actually, pepper jack cheese, the buffalo sauce.
Mm.
It's hearty.
It's got a kick, but...
Oh, jeez.
Did you know redheads can tolerate spicy food more than anybody
really?
Else?
Really?
Is that true?
Yeah,
this is good.
Is that true?
You love it?
We'll delve into the genealogy of that some other time.
But,
but basically, you garnish with blue cheese, and to make blue cheese dressing, I just take ranch dressing and add blue cheese to it.
Oh, and clever.
It's
another
very
shortcut.
Easy. You can do bottled ranch or you can make your own, but
brilliant.
Nice little shortcut.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what, this is why my teenage boys love me.
Oh, I can see why.
That is delicious.
Hey, Carson.
Really, really good.
Hey, this is gone. I mean,
wham.
What happened?
Hoda's eaten a whole bundt cake already.
Hoda, we have not started the cake segment yet.
Hey, take a breath.
No one's missed these eating segments more than Hoda's.
So good.
Remember, Rhode Island, not Texas.
She's going state by state.
All right, well, that does bring us to our chocolate cake. Now, this is your secret recipe, right?
Okay, yes. So, confession, my top secret ingredient in my top secret cake is dark chocolate cake mix.
Oh, okay.
And listen, I had my house full of humans during the pandemic and large six-foot-five humans and football players. And I was making so much food that I was about to lose my religion. I mean, every day I was just like, I can't do it anymore. So I'm not afraid to whip out the chocolate cake. I doctored it with, bittersweet chocolate chips just to make it a little bit more rich.
Wow.
But the thing is...
This is the secret. It's a box cake?
Well, it's what... Oh, yeah.
Okay.
But the thing is, I'm topping it with ganache, which is heavy cream and good quality chips.
It's about
That's all two ingredients.
Yes.
And then it turns into this luscious...
Ooh. And are these inside, or is this like a topping situation?
So, well, you can just eat one if you like.
So you just made... Okay, yeah. So you made the
cake... We gotta go.
Oh, we're out of time. Okay, I really wanted to understand this, and then drizzle.
Drizzle. I do sprinkles on top, but after Halloween, you can take leftover candy, chop it up, and put it on top.
Hoda,
wait a minute. Hoda, show it. Clean plate club.
Clean plate club.
Clean plate club.
You left a little. And she's going to eat owls.
And also, she's going to move in with you.
And she's giggling. She's giggling a lot over there.
Congratulations on everything. Love your show.
Thank you,
great.
Guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, of course, you can find all these recipes at today.com/food and pick up a copy of Super Easy at today.com/shop. We are back in a moment.
Here, you want my piece?
I'm like in the back of the class.
All right, go ahead.
Let's just bring her the whole
cake.
Let's
just hand it.
Let's call it what it is.
Yeah.
Here's Texas.
Just a right. Tiny little bit of chocolate.
We had some Smucker's jar, but Hoda ate them all.
Oh, no.
Stop.
Drank all the
kidding.
Al.
Let's show you what we've got. Let's spin those jars. First up, we've got a happy 100th birthday to Bessie Cunningham, a traveler from Thorndale, Pennsylvania. Secret to longevity? Home cooking, yeah. Mm. Martha Rooks of Highland Falls, New York, 100. Loves to stay active by jumping out of her seat when she wins at bingo! Happy 105th birthday to Sister Mary Zigo of Manitowoc, Wisconsin. She says you do not want to play her in Scrabble. Sister Mary, always at the top of her game. Curtis Trammell of Indianapolis, Indiana, 100, served our country during World War II. We salute you for your service, sir. Louise Kogan from Newberry, Ohio, a sweet lady celebrating 100 years, worked in the candy-making business for 7 decades. And last but not least, happy 100th birthday to Edgar Marks, a golfer from Greensboro, North Carolina, the secret to his longevity? Good genes. His mom celebrated. She was celebrated on a Smucker's jar back in 1994.
Oh, wow.
I think that's the first time we've had that happen.
That's pretty cool.
Yep.
All
right, guys, coming up on Hoda and Jenna, we're going to get you an...
What?
Is it your birthday?
I'm just kidding. Anyway, we'll have decorations for your house.
Okay. And Holly Robinson-Pete and Jason Sudeikis coming up on the third hour.
There's a fork.
Coming up next, the third hour of today.
Get in there!
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. With blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar. Discover legendary tastes with America's #1 margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.